It's been pretty hard to avoid Post Malone as of late. His music's been everywhere for the past few years, being broadcast through the WZND airwaves and playing through the speakers of college students all around campus. After giving his third studio album, Hollywood's Bleeding, a listen, it's pretty easy to see why. Debuting at number one on Billboard's Top 200 and selling 493,000 units, Hollywood's Bleeding is a great follow-up to Post Malone's hit album, Beer Pongs and Bentleys, which released back in 2017. Hollywood's Bleeding features standout singles like Goodbyes with Young Thug, Sunflower with Swae Lee, and Wow. The opening track, Hollywood's Bleeding, helps set the tone for the rest of the album, as Posty sings about his struggles with not only the lifestyle in Hollywood, but the lifestyle of fame as well. It pairs well with tracks like Enemies and Take What You Want, which both give the listener insight as to how Post Malone is handling fame and all of the baggage that comes with it. This recurring theme of baggage helps give Post Malone the chance to really tap into his emotional side, resulting in strong, heartfelt vocals all over the album. Songs like Hollywood's Bleeding, Take What You Want, and Enemies are some of the strongest performances we've seen in his career. While the album is a great insight to the issues that come with fame and fortune, doesn't do that good of a job at switching it up. After a while, all the songs sound like Post Malone singing about how much he's done since blowing up, how that usually leads back to him making bad decisions or going back to his old ways. Luckily, the features play a key part in helping save the album. Artists like Ozzy Osbourne, Travis Scott, SZA, Halsey, and even Future all knock their verses out of the park, sometimes even outshining Posty on his own songs. If it weren't for the variety and quality of the features, Hollywood's Bleeding would fall apart pretty quickly. The tracks get better as the album goes on, though, as the features become more prevalent and help keep them from falling apart. He isn't consistently outdone in his own album, but the features definitely help out. Overall, Hollywood's Bleeding is a great album. Although it has its drawbacks, it still does a good job at telling the story of a man who has to handle the struggles of fame and fortune, all while trying to balance his personal life. He does a good job at expressing how the obstacles he had to overcome due to his fame and fortune, such as broken friendships, lost love, and the constant desire to be able to go back to how they used to be, have shaped him as an artist, and it makes for a great listen. It's pretty easy to see why everyone's listening to it, as it doesn't disappoint vocally, it's got great features, and even if some of the songs sound the same, that doesn't take too much from the project as a whole. Some of our favorite tracks are Hollywood's Bleeding, Enemies, Circles, and Take What You Want. And overall, we'd rate this album an 8 out of 10.